In this module, we have covered that for most men, although not all, they will want and need to process internally, and they'll need time to do so. We've covered that they truly do think through so much before they make a decision or take action. We also talked about the fact that if we see something we disagree with or that seems crazy, how much it matters if we will force ourselves to start from a place of trust, take a deep breath, and approach it like, I know you have a reason for that, help me understand. I was sharing this at a women's retreat a few years ago, and I got an email from a woman who was there at the retreat a few days later. She had told me at the retreat that she and her husband had been a bit shaky in their marriage, and while she was there, her husband was with their kids, who are, I think, 5 and 3 years old. The email basically said, I am so glad I heard that session about how men process and that they do think through things and to start from an assumption that they probably have a reason rather than they probably don't. Because here is what had happened. Early Saturday morning, while we were all at the retreat, her husband took their 3-year-old and 5-year-old daughters to Target to run some errands, and he didn't put them in their regular clothes. He just loaded them up in their pajamas and they walked all over the store in their little unicorn and Frozen pajamas. When she heard about this, she was initially thinking inside, I can't believe you did that. Were you just being lazy? How embarrassing that my children were walking around the store in their pajamas. But she told me, I didn't freak. Instead, I told myself he had a reason. So she asked it that way, and he kind of laughed, and he said, yeah, Saturday morning, they were a little fussy and a little grumpy, they were tired, and we needed some more cereal. So I decided I wanted them to have an adventure. Her email said, I realized they probably will not remember all the routine times they went with me to Target, running errands or buying school supplies or whatever, but all their lives, they'll remember when their dad took them to Target in their pajamas on a Saturday morning adventure. That's what happens when we work with the way our men are wired rather than against it. Would she have handled that Saturday morning differently? Probably, but she recognized both the fact that he had thought it through and how much her man wanted to be a good dad, and she honored that. And honoring him could be done without dishonoring who she was and what mattered to her. So, ask yourself, is this couple likely to move towards being happier as a result of this new understanding or less happy? I think the answer is clear. Are all of us more likely to move towards being happier as a result of this understanding and seeing ways that we might approach our man before we ever say a word? I think that's probably true too.